Good morning.
Morning.
Welcome to Monmouth and welcome Governor Quinn.
Very good, Mayor. Thank you.
We thank you so much for being here. We're going to let you speak here in a moment, and we certainly thank you and all of the state agencies that have worked with us to get this project, make it possible. Mm-hmm. Before we begin, I would also like to recognize the representatives and our national and state office holders who are here with us today to celebrate. I'd like to welcome Kate Jennings, staff assistant for U.S. Senator Dick Durbin. Heidi Scholes, Director for Representative Sherry Bustos. Hey. Randy Pollard, Downstate Director for U.S. Senator Mark Kirk. Mm-hmm. And of course, we have with us Senator John Sullivan.
Hey, John.
Well, again, good afternoon. And welcome to Monmouth. It's really a great pleasure to host this event and welcome Governor Quinn to our city. I would like to thank all of the people responsible for this cold storage distribution center being located in Monmouth. I think everyone here had a hand in bringing this project to Monmouth, and I apologize that I will not be able to mention each of you by name. The job creation and economic activity associated with this project will mean a great deal to the entire region. The city and the region are very grateful that this cold storage distribution center will be located in Monmouth. Mayor John Pritchard of Galesburg, John?
Right here in front.
And Mayor Mike Inman of Macomb, Mike, thank you, are here with us today to celebrate this announcement. We thank George Ritger, George, and Todd Gerken, Mark Garrett, and officers and directors of the Smithfield Farmland Corporation for providing the opportunity for Cloverleaf Cold Storage to make such a significant investment here in support of the Monmouth plant, as well as their other Midwest plants. The farmland food plant in Monmouth is the region's largest employer with over 1,500 employees, and it is the economic engine that fuels this area. The partnership, which will take products from creation to distribution, will certainly enhance the Monmouth plant's efforts to continue to expand, modernize, and improve facilities and secure further employment opportunities in West Central Illinois. We are very fortunate to have the four principal owners of Cloverleaf Storage here with us today as well. With Daniel Kaplan, Adam Figus, Bill Figus, and David Kaplan. They have demonstrated deep confidence in our Monmouth farmland plant, as well as the Smithfield Foods in general. Confidence enough to invest over $30 million in support of operations in Monmouth. This project will create over 155 new high-quality jobs for our local economy. There will also be hundreds of construction jobs, both for facility construction and creation of a new access road. This will also have a positive impact on our local economy, such as increased activity in area hotels, restaurants, grocery stores, and other retail and service outlets. This project is the result of a collaboration between Smithfield Farmland and Cloverleaf Cold Storage. There has also been significant collaboration between the state of Illinois, the city of Monmouth, as well as the local taxing bodies to help bring this project to fruition. We are very honored that Governor Pat Quinn is with us here today. It gives us the opportunity to thank him personally for the support and assistance the state has provided to help make this project a reality. the highway and road infrastructure necessary for this project to become a reality will be made possible by the Illinois Department of Transportation and the Department of Commerce and Economic Opportunity. IDOT will be making the necessary highway improvements, and DCEO assistance to the city will allow us to provide an access road to the new facility. I would also encourage local and state officials to join with me in encouraging the completion of the westernmost section of the Illinois Route 34 logistics corridor between Monmouth and Burlington. This vital roadway can help serve the nearly 1,000 weekly trucks that will be coming and going from these Monmouth facilities. The taxing bodies, including United School District, the City of Monmouth, Warren County, Monmouth Township, Monmouth Park District, and Warren County Library District, and Carl Sandburg College have all worked together and agreed to offer a 10-year property tax abatement to Cloverleaf for the project to help ensure its ability to locate here in Monmouth. There have been great cooperation between private enterprises making the necessary commitments and capital investments, along with help and support from state and local governments to provide the necessary infrastructure and incentives to make this project a reality. I would like to thank and acknowledge Senator John Sullivan, who has been a strong advocate not only for Monmouth, but all the communities in his district. Senator Sullivan has been very important to the City of Monmouth in obtaining state funding to assist in our over $30 million investment in water and wastewater treatment facilities. These upgrades. These upgrades were necessary for us to meet all state and federal standards for water and wastewater and to provide the necessary capacity for future growth and expansion, such as we are talking about here today. We are also sorry that our state representatives are in Springfield working today, but Jill Tracy, Noreen Hammond, and Don Moffitt, and we also wish that the late Rich Myers was with us here today. Each of them helped the city obtain funding to secure infrastructure assistance critical for us to improve the reliability of our water infrastructure. After the two companies got together and decided to explore the possibility of a project of this size and importance, it was turned over to staff people to work out the details and make the vision a reality. When the City of Monmouth staff and myself first met with the Farmland Food staff representatives, Andrew Tyler and Sean Ornis, I think they're here with us today as well, and Cloverleaf's Roger Rao, the first thing I thought was what every mayor thinks is, wow, what a great opportunity for our town, the region, and the state of Illinois. The next thing I did was call our local DCEO representative, Sal Garza. I told him of this exciting opportunity for the region, and I asked him the next question that mayors ask: what state help can you get for the project? For several months, Sal received calls from me, city staff, Cloverleaf staff, officials, and the officials at various state agencies on an ongoing basis to get this project done. We appreciate Sal's hard work and the work of Ben Denny. They serve as this project's advocates in Springfield. I also would like to thank DCEO Director Adam Pollitt for helping us to overcome the inevitable hurdles a project of this magnitude generates, and Mark Gauss, who helped the city staff provide the data necessary to make a successful application for state aid. I also need to thank IDOT's Denise Todd, who worked with us from the very beginning, as well as the IDOT regional team, including Tony Sassine and Simon Alwan. They helped walk us through a complicated landscape, always keeping the end goal in mind. Everyone associated with this project represented their groups well, and I want to personally thank Monmouth Administrator John Craddy, Administrative Assistant Jan Helms, Community Director, Development Director Paul Skideman, and others from the City of Monmouth for their hard work to help make this day possible. Dr. Lori Sundberg from Carl Sandburg College, and Blanche Shoup from Western Illinois Workforce Investment Agency have a plan to move forward identifying and training the workforce that Cloverleaf will need to operate this new facility. Thank you both for making this commitment to the project. Thank you, Blanche. In closing, let me say this is one of those rare, sweet days for a small town mayor. To stand here after several years of hard work by dozens of dedicated individuals to announce a grand groundbreaking of this magnitude. I think we've been at this for about 10 years, haven't we, George and John? We are grateful that you have chosen Monmouth, and we will work hard to be the best host community possible. At times, change brings with it trepidation, but not today. Today, this change is for the long-term economic strength of Monmouth and the entire region. The city of Monmouth thanks you all. I personally thank you. And now, it is my great pleasure to introduce the governor of the great state of Illinois, the Honorable Pat Quinn.
Okay, Mayor, let me see it.
Thank
well
you.
Done.
Thank
you. Got everybody included.
Well, I hope so.
Good job.
Yeah, I hope so.
Thank you.
I think this is for you.
All right. Thank you. I want to salute Mayor Davies for saluting everybody, because this is a team effort, and everybody on the team, I think, deserves a salute. As Monmouth goes, so goes Illinois. That's my philosophy, and we're happy to be here in Monmouth and Warren County and Western Illinois. I want to thank you. Got one of the very best state senators you'll ever find in Illinois or anywhere else, and that's John Sullivan, because John really knows how to deliver. You know, it's a pleasure to work with John. As you know, he works very hard all the time. His district is very large in geography, but he's everywhere in this district, and he understands how important it is to have economic development and jobs. If you're breathing, we want you working in Illinois. That's our philosophy. And 155 new jobs here, good jobs, middle-class jobs you can support a family on. We want to really thank Cloverleaf for coming here and locating here. This is a family firm, and I want to really thank Bill and Adam Figus, as well as David and Daniel Kaplan, for their commitment to a good company and making sure we hire people who can do a good job and make our whole economy work a little bit better. So thank you very much for coming here. These are two families that have worked together on important things. When it comes to food, we all need food, and we need food that is delivered in a proper way. And this particular facility that's going to be located here, as you heard, it's going to be of almost 250,000 square feet. That's a pretty big operation, and I do want to thank Mike here. Mike Robinette is going to be a construction company making it happen. We thank you for being here, and I was reading about some of the things they're going to have in the plant, including LED lighting. LED lighting was invented at the University of Illinois some years ago. The professor who invented it, Nick Holyoke, is still in the lab at University of Illinois. He's 87 years old, and I declared it Nick Holyoke Day about a year ago, and I think it just says a lot about our state. You know, we had a tough recession, everybody knows that, but we never give up. We always band together. You just heard all the people who are part of this mission to get this facility located here. We had to do some things with our transportation department, very important to have good roads all over Illinois. And John was talking to me about Route 34 when the mayor was speaking, so we know how important that is. And, you know, so, you know, when you invest in transportation, good things happen. And we have lots of work we have done, but a lot more we have to do. And I think it's super important that we make these investments that lay a foundation for great companies like Cloverleaf. And, you know, their connection there with Smithfield is very, very important, that we understand that Illinois is a transportation distribution hub for America, for especially for middle America. We're in the heart of the heartland. We know how to deliver. We have very well-skilled workers, and we want to keep that going with Western Illinois University, Carl Sandburg, the community college. It's super important that we understand that Western Illinois is a strong part of our state, and we do have to invest in our roads, we have to invest in our education, and we have to invest in our economic development. And you'll hear in a moment or two from Adam Pollitt, who is our director of economic development. I do want to salute a man who's here today. I hope he's here, and that's Ray Whitehead from Pegasus. Are you here, Ray? Stand right up here, Ray. Thank you for coming. Ray's firm, Pegasus, a manufacturing company, is located in Galesburg, and they're creating 17 new jobs. So everything adds up, and it's so important that we understand that we invest in people, we invest in roads. When we have confidence, we're going to go forward in Illinois. We had very good economic news yesterday. Our unemployment dropped more than any other time since they began keeping statistics. We still have a lot more work to do, but we have to do it together. And this kind of partnership with our federal officials who are here today, our local government folks, all the people who participated in making this day happen, it really is inspiring. And we have to keep doing this all over Illinois, all over America. We believe in working people who live from paycheck to paycheck, who are raising kids, and we want to do it the right way. So that's really what this investment is today. I want to bring forward now a man who is really in charge of our economic development and putting these arrangements together, working with great companies, working with cities, working with local governments. This is what teamwork is all about. Teamwork makes the dream work. Adam Pollitt, come on forward here. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Governor. That was a great introduction. I couldn't be happier to be here today with all of you celebrating this event. 155 jobs. 155 jobs. What a great number. That's a fantastic number. And I know at DCO, we have a very clear priority. It comes directly from the governor. Creating jobs every day. Growing the economy. Good jobs, well-paying jobs for the people of Illinois. That's our focus. That's our North Star. And 155 jobs here in this community, what Cloverleaf's doing to invest here, that's incredibly important to us. And when you combine that with what the governor just mentioned, the news we got yesterday, historic drop in the unemployment rate to the lowest it's been in the last over 5.5 years, you know that we've got momentum. We've turned the corner. We've stabilized. We've built a foundation for revitalization and growth. We are a growth economy. We want to continue to do that, and that's exactly what Cloverleaf is doing here today, investing in the community, growing the jobs, growing the economy. So we want to keep working on that all together, and we know we have more to do, but let's just think about all the good things that are going on right now. In the last year, Illinois was the third best state for corporate expansions and locations, just like the one we're celebrating today. In the last 5 years, we created net new 18,000 businesses. That's the third best rate of business creation in the country. We created nearly a quarter of a million jobs, private sector jobs, since the recovery began here in Illinois in 2010. Our exports. When the governor started in 2009, our exports were $41 billion a year. Now we routinely exceed $60 billion in exports. These are great numbers. This is a growth story. It's the same story as that we're telling today about Cloverleaf. So we know Cloverleaf's going forward. We know Monmouth's going forward. The state of Illinois is going forward. We've got more work to do. Thank you.
All right, well said there, Adam. Thank you. Well, we wouldn't be here without Smithfield. Their president and CEO, or COO, is with us. We really want to thank Smithfield for joining us today. George Richter, come on forward. We want to hear from y'all. Okay? Thank you.
For those of you who know me, I've been around a while, and we've had several dreams about Monmouth over the years, and pay tribute to the people of Monmouth. The politicians, I love politicians, great guys, by the way. But the people of Monmouth, have gone a long stretch for us over the years. And we have went through some really tough times through when our parent company went bankrupt in year 2000. And we were all worried about whether we were going to be able to continue or not. And I came out and asked the employees of Monmouth, and I asked the people that live in Monmouth, you know, to give. You know, and you gave. And you gave, and as a result, we've been through a long period of expansion with the facility. We're pumping more and more capital into the facility. And the people we should be thanking for this more than anybody else is the people who walk through the gates every morning at 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning. I'm going to ask the employees of Monmouth just to raise your hand. There they are. I will tell you, without people dedicated to coming here every day, it is a tough, tough job. It is a tough job. But these people do it. They do it well. As a matter of fact, Gene Cook, raise your hand, please, the plant manager. I will tell you, this is our most efficient plant in our system. And and 10 years ago, 11 years ago, we could not have said that. But due to the city's help, the employees, plant management, we've been able to achieve great things. I will mention one person who's not here today, who was a good friend, Jack Reitman. I don't know if anybody, Mayor Jack. He held our hand through the bankruptcy and helped us a lot. And with wastewater and all the major projects we came up with. And I will end by saying, Jack, it's done. Thank you.
Well, I mentioned that a family-owned firm that really has done great things for families all over our country and definitely here in Western Illinois. We're going to have one of the representatives of the family, Daniel Kaplan, come forward on behalf of Cloverleaf Cold Storage. Come on, Dan. We want to hear from you. Thank you.
Well, how often do you get introduced by the governor of Illinois? Speechless. I do have a speech, though. I only have 2 pages of my 3-page speech. I'm going to go from memory. Well, first of all, I want to thank you. I said I'd be surprised to be introduced by the governor. I know everyone here is really proud to have the governor here, but I got to tell you, first of all, my partners and I are really touched to have the governor and to have everybody here today for this ceremony. You know, I mentioned my partners, there's myself, and I have 3 partners here, but we're a family business. Started in the cold storage industry in 1952. Our fathers and grandfather, and now it's in addition to me, of course, my cousins Bill Figus and Adam Figus, and my brother David Kaplan. And we're really excited to be here because this is a big day for us. This is a huge day, very important for us, but we didn't get here. Obviously, we didn't get here on our own. We're here today because primarily we're working with a great company. We get in our business, we get to work with some really fine people and some fine companies, but there are none finer than Smithfield Farmland Foods. And I really want to thank some people. Of course, George, really happy to see you and meet you today. Todd, thank you also for being here. But putting this together really took the hard and continuous work of a group of guys from Kansas City, Todd Scott and Sean Ornes and Andrew Tyler, all under the guidance of Mark Garrett. And they really worked hard with us to put this together, and I want to thank you all very much. Gene, the plant manager, who I had the chance to meet some months ago, and I know we're going to have a lot of hard work on our end, but also with your help going forward, because there's a lot to get done between now and next March when the plant is operational. It's going to be a lot of work, but there is no other group we would rather be working with than the Smithfield Farmland Crew. And now I'm on my speech here. Found my place. It's not enough, you know, just to have Smithfield Farmland, because none of this would be happening without the tremendous help and guidance of the mayor, Rod Davies. Thank you very much, Mr. Mayor. John Craddy, the city administrator, the director of community development, Paul Skidema. We appreciate your help. You know, we're not the easiest group to work with. We threw a number of curveballs at the city here in the past year. But I have to tell you, the city officials, really, they handled every request we made and every stumbling block which arose, they handled with such calmness and with grace. And that only comes with having knowledge and experience. And there's just no question that we could ask, no request we could make that the city officials couldn't field. We thank them all for their patience, their hard work, and frankly for taking our calls even when they knew better than to answer the phone. And also, I have to say a special thank you to the real force behind this and for putting everything together here today, and that's Jan Helms. Thank you, Jan Rose. And of course, cities don't operate in a vacuum. And Monmouth officials sought advice, as you heard, from individuals at the state. State Senator John Sullivan, whom I had the real pleasure and honor to meet first several months ago, he quickly grasped the possibilities for this project, and his guidance and support were hugely encouraging to us. We also worked with some very helpful state officials who had to take our vision of the project and then thread that through the complexity of both state and federal law. So our sincerest thanks to Sal Garza, who's here, to Ben Denny, who isn't here today, and also to Blanche Shoup for their patient tutoring and their gentle guidance through this process. I don't know if Denise Todd is here today from the Department of Transportation, but I want to thank you individually, and also Adam, I want to thank you for both of you. I mean, you kept us on an expedited process to review the project and to help keep it on track. You know, a smart man, a good friend of mine, once asked me to read a book called The Customer Comes Second. I'm not sure, George, if our customers would agree with that title, but I don't think anyone can argue with that book's thesis, which is that you can't take care of your customers if you don't first take care of your own people. And I couldn't agree more. My partners couldn't agree more. And that's why I just want to take a minute of your time to point out and thank some people who really made today possible. Tim Gibbs in the back has been with us for 26 years. And Tim, Tim really showed us we have a company motto, we're dedicated to service, but Tim really put that on display for us and taught us the meaning of that motto. Tim showed us efficiency in operations, calmness under fire. He developed our Farmers Produce Packaging and Processing Division, which now operates in four states. And he's got a box that, frankly, that's recognized around the world. Curtis Masbergen is here. Kurt, back there. You know, in many ways, Kurt dragged us into the 21st century and opened our eyes to technological possibilities, the critical nature of our systems and standardized processes, and has really been a guiding force in many ways the past several years. You know, I talked about dedicated to service and our firm's growth. I want you to know that Cloverleaf, as I said, has been around since 1952, and we are now, with Monmouth, we will have 16 facilities in seven states, from Minnesota to the Atlantic coast. That makes us, even without Monmouth, the sixth largest cold storage company in the United States, and actually the 10th in all the world. And it's to people, you know, it wasn't the four of us doing it. It was people like Tim and Kurt. But I want to mention a couple of other people that were really key and give special recognition to, we might say, our men from Omaha. That's Ron Graham and Roger Rao. Where are you guys? As Roger. Ron Graham, you know, where's Ron? Oh, back there. Ron, you know, he patiently but persistently worked with Todd Scott and the Farmland Group to put this whole project on a sound footing, to develop reasonable and clarified expectations and other plans which are essential to the ultimate success of this project. And Roger, you came to Cloverleaf late in your career, but you've been indispensable in putting together this distribution center development project. Our thanks from all of us for establishing the local relationships that made today's event possible. So in closing, I want to tell you that we're all very excited to join the Monmouth community. For me, this is a return to the land of Lincoln. I went to school in Illinois. I worked in Illinois, and I'm really, really glad to be back in Illinois. So we're coming. We're going to be here to cheer on the Monmouth Roseville Titans and the United Red Storm. And you know, the college, the Fighting Scots here at Monmouth College. But, you know, more than that, we hope to prosper in your community, but while giving something back. Cloverleaf is going to be a good neighbor here, and we're going to offer a range of employment opportunities and do our part to help Monmouth keep its young people here to prosper and grow. So thank you so much for celebrating this day here with us.
That was a beautiful speech. Well done. Very well done. Thank you. How about being there? Yeah. Well, stand by. I think we're going to have the groundbreaking coming up right now. Is that right, Mayor? We're going to come together on that? Yeah?
Yes.
Okay, well, you got a bunch of shovels here. I think that's, I had that impression.
So yeah. We're going to put everybody to work.
Yeah, right. Amen.
Excellent.
Okay, let's get everybody going here.